I'm Robin Amler of IBS Intelligence. You're listening to the IBS iViews podcast. I recently took the opportunity of speaking with Aaron Jain, Chairman and Managing Director of Intellect Design Arena. We were discussing Emac.ai, the company's software solution. Also, BankTech Wave 5, and why it's imperative that banks embrace the opportunities presented by this fifth wave.
I'm now 38 years in banking tech industry. And I joined when it was a wave one to wave two. The mainframe wave was moving towards client-server technology wave, where the distributed computing started happening. It was sometime in early 90s. It took a shape of RDBMS coming in from file system to RDBMS started happening between Sun Microsystems, and all these things were happening between 88 to 95, 96. So that's a bit, I call it wave two. Wave 3 is when evolution of internet happened, and internet, initially everybody was apprehensive that banking will not be, it's relevant for retail customers, not for banking customers. And by 2001, 2002, 2003, the banks start taking a real service transaction on internet. There was an apprehension between 95 to 2000, and that was a wave 3 when everything become distributed computing, reached to the self-service computing. Then the fourth wave came in when a smartphone came in picture. Again, people were saying this banking transaction should not be on a smartphone, it should be on desktop. When iPad was launched in 2010 by Apple, it becomes completely self-service kind of a change in the technology, the way more and more things were pushed down to self-service technology. That is the wave four. When we talk about wave five, when cloud and AI are the two pillars of the wave five. Now, cloud, I can say it's just a hardware infrastructure. To me, it's not a hardware infrastructure. It's a way of doing the things in a completely new way. What technology could enable to achieve, which is a dream of all of us. In 90s, I had a dream that bank exists because of events in the life of a customer. And bank has to service those events, whether the event could be to buy a house, or to buy a car, or to deposit a money, or to invest a money. These are the events in the life of the individual, or event in the life of corporate to pay payroll, or to do the money transfers. These are the events which are happening in the corporate lives. So bank is only providing services to them. But industry was not ready. Industry was always around product. Industry had only product player, core banking product player, lending product player, wealth management product player. So bank didn't have an option but to buy product by product, and creating a multiple databases and data sources of doing it. And in absence of the cloud, they were creating a huge amount of reconciliation, inconsistency issue on the system. So this BankTech Wave 5, when you look at cloud, I can do a event-based processing. As soon as the event happens, I can redirect the event to any microservices in the cloud. It's like a Netflix in action, where I want a movie there, I can take a entertainment movie, comedy movie, I can restrict. So this Netflix movement of the bank is arrived because of cloud, and that's why it's called BankTech Wave 5.
Okay, well, that brings me on to your product, launched last year, Emac.ai. Already it's evolving, isn't
it? Yeah, it's significantly evolved, yeah.
What are the changes that have already happened in the product? I'm thinking specifically you boosted the number of microservices, APIs, and events. I assume that's going to continue.
Mm.
You've got a country-ready solution specifically for the UK market. The platform itself is evolving into a first principles technology suite. Let's look at these three evolutions individually. What would you mean by a first principles technology suite?
Let me just take you through the first principle thinking. First principle thinking is there was a management thinking and there's a design thinking. Management thinking is what Harvard has promoted in 1908. They created a program called MBA for industrialization. So the people, all the industrialization countries started adopting MBA as a program for making, maximizing and optimizing resources. So there are two principles of MBA was how do you help manager to maximize the resource or optimize the resource. And it continued between 1908 to 1990, and then there's something new in a desert. There was something evolved when silicon got evolved in desert of Silicon Valley. They start looking in Stanford. A new bubble started called design thinking. Design thinking brought a context of the customer and it's an unmet need or the desirability of the customer. The customer comes first because every bank exists because customer exists, but they design the product to the customer, not customer to the services or capability. Now, first principle thinking is when you bring a customer first and start understanding what are the industry design fault lines are there. So industry design fault lines are, I have a multi-generational technology, I have a evolution of the banks, systemic rules are, their systemic issues are there, not system issue. It's there with every bank. We are bringing customer in the first, then we are looking what events happen in the customer life, then we are looking what bank needs to provide services on it, and then that service needs to connect to the banking ecosystem and it gets connected to the holistic financial ecosystem. So these are three first principles. Fourth principle is it should sit on a cloud as a secured infrastructure. Security becomes, data security to software security becomes important. It has to have a composability part of it, which is the fifth principle of first principle. And then you need to have a contextuality, which is I need to embed the AI in the processes and operations, not AI as a separate animal, but it should be embedded within the operations of it. Now, these are six first principles, which we call eMACH.ai. Each alphabet of eMACH.ai, event, microservices, API, cloud, headless, and AI comes into picture. So that's what I call first principle.
You know, I did wonder where the name came from.
It came from the first principle.
There is one thing that I didn't mention earlier when I was running through the list of developments. You've also introduced iFabric, which is a document intelligence management system.
That's right.
I've been saying to people for the better part of the last couple of years that intelligent management of data is the key.
That's right.
To business. All business, not just banking, but...
And any business.
And any company, again, not just banking, has a lot of information about its customers, but doesn't know it. And that's, particularly coming back to banking, it's key. You need to understand what you know, because for too long, banks have gone through life not knowing what they know about their customers. So how are you helping to address that problem?
So we look at the contextual. We don't call AI, we say contextuality, because the decision-making you need to have, as a human being, we take decision with the context. If you're talking to me, it's the context of talking to Arun. You're talking to Saurabh as a different context in which you're talking to Saurabh. So we, as a human being, work with a context in mind. So when we bring a contextuality, contextuality is to first understand that 70% of the data of the bank is sitting in a documents. Only 30% data is in a structured form, which is sitting in a DBMS. Now that 70% data is sitting in a customer website, the data is sitting in some, could be rating agencies or some market agencies, data is sitting there. And then the data is sitting in some social media. So this is all the data which we need to do the crawling and bring into the one place, which we call ingestion technology. So first technology is how to ingest the data based on the prompt engineering, that what kind of data is required. Then technology two is, once I get a data, I need to classify the data into the respective. So if I have 500-page annual report, I need to classify annual report into 10 different chapters and use the 10 different chapters for the context. That is the technology number two. Technology number three is, when I ingest the technology, classify the technology, then I need to extract the data from there, which is the technology three. Extract means a document, if it's a 10-page document and I need to extract whether this company is ESG compliant or not, I need to get into the right page whether the ESG compliance is mentioned or not mentioned. That's my contextual extraction, or if I have a magic invoice as a document, then extract all the data elements over there. So this is the extraction technology. And then once the data has come in, I need to validate and make it trustable data. That is 95% accurate, it's 97% accurate, it's 85% accurate. I write algorithm to have a conflicting fields to be sorted out. So there are four technology which we are calling DIMS. iFabric is my DIMS, which is my, instead of DBMS. So DBMS is for structured data. DIMS is for unstructured data. It's a document intelligence management system. Well, as you rightly said, the document intelligence is most critical in the banking world.
You need to be able to take that information and make it actionable.
That's right. So that's what we do. So that with usage of turmeric and iFabric, iTurmeric and iFabric, I'm embedding that function at the right operational step.
You've also taken emac.ai and developed it into a country-ready solution.
Mm.
Do I understand this correctly, that that means it's tailored to the rules and regulations of a particular country?
That's right, exactly. We are doing 6 country launch we'll be doing in UK today. We launch in Thailand, we launch in Philippines, we launched in Dubai, UAE. We'll be launching Paris yesterday and London today. So it is country specific, because we cannot have emac.ai because regulations are country specific. It's not region specific. Well, 90% is common, 95% is common.
As you roll out across the world,
mm.
you are going to have to devote more and more time to making sure that each version, each country-ready solution remains current, remains relevant, remains correct within the regulations of the country.
And that's the beauty of microservices and cloud technology. I keep those into a separate rule engine because all the regulations are sitting in a rule engine. The beauty of the cloud is I can keep all the rules in some separate place and then apply in a country.
So the rules that make the solution country-specific reside separately. And can be plugged in. What happens next?
We're planning to launch in 20 countries.
How frequently do you envisage updating the software?
It's a continuous pipeline. It's called CI/CD in a cloud DevOps environment. So on cloud, it's a continuous integration and continuous deployment.
Right.
So we are using now CI/CD pipeline for upgrading it.
Aaron Jain, Chairman and Managing Director of Intellect Design Arena.